A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
What is going on, everybody? My name is Conor Lawler. Welcome back to another week of Weird News Wednesdays. This is the Heroes for Hire podcast. We are back again talking all the strangest news stories from around the world. We talk about the news that the real news is just too afraid to talk about. As always, I am joined by my partner in crime, Mr. Sean Meade. Sean, how's it going?
I thought we were recording Movie Mondays for a second, so I was very confused just then.
You were like, these lads have to fuck it up.
but like, what's the, like, the other side of that is like, what's my problem? Oh no, I didn't prepare anything for weird news.
So this is weird news, Sean. I mean, let me tell the people what the difference is, because obviously you don't know, but I want you to know... Now?
Yeah.
Just go.
You have spent the week gathering all of the weirdest news stories from around the world. You're about to read them all out to me, man who has been too busy researching all of the movie, TV and entertainment news of the week to look at any weird news.
I always have this idea when we're about to record anything. Actually, all the listeners, you can have this idea as well, is just before we start recording, I'm kind of like putting all the shows together, and then Sean takes one slug drag of a cigarette and I go, come on. He goes, right, let's crack on. And he puts it
out. Honestly, you're not too far off, let's be honest.
You don't smoke, but hypothetically.
It's one of those pipes that blows bubbles.
That's that's good. That's good. That's extra cool.
And then I clean the screen of the computer after. It's so cool. Bubbles, the whole thing.
So, Sean, there's only really one place that we can start this week, because what it is the start of a brand new year. And what always happens at the start of every brand new year is
I keep writing 2022 on all of the letters that I have to write.
That's not true. What we do is the same thing we do every year, Sean. We go to our favourite woman who has ever lived to find out what she has to say about the upcoming year.
I forgot that we do this every year.
Every year I get you on the hop.
I wish I prepared.
So if nobody knows what we're talking about, maybe you haven't been around for a last while. But since 2018, so like 5 years ago now, Sean, what we do every January, and normally the first week of January or the second week at the latest, is we discuss a little lady known as an asparamancer.
The asparamancer, it's a little used Paddington class in Dungeons and Dragons. Mm.
Now, Jemima, she's a bit of a psychic. She knows her stuff. She knows what's going to happen in the future. And look, however you feel about psychics, you've never met someone like Jemima. Because, Sean, what's her big thing? How does she tell the future?
So some psychics use things like tea leaves, and that they'll read your future from this. Some use a crystal ball, some will read
other bollocks.
Other absolute lunacy. But this lady, Jemima, has fucking honed in on a niche that is she can predict the future with remarkable specificity, I will say, using asparagus.
And what she does is she throws it up in the air, and then however it lands, that's going to tell her the future.
Yes, and so, like, she's predicted... I'm trying to think of any of her predictions in the past. I think one of them was that the youngest person ever will win an Oscar. Which, like, that's the level of specificness that we're talking about with this lady. It's just like, this singular event that's easy to prove will happen, is what she said. And then it didn't, for what it's worth.
Well, what happens, what's good is that you always got to go vague. You always got to go, somebody's going to do something. But I'm not naming names, but something's going to happen in that area. Then you can never be wrong, really.
That's the horoscope approach. It's just like, good things may come into your life. You know, like, if you think that, yeah, fine. And if that helps you, fine, it's all a bit of fun. Just don't pretend you're talking to someone's dead child, for example.
How do you feel about asparagus as being used as a psychic thing?
Look, as a psychic thing, it's as good as anything else, do you know, in that none of it really works. But then, as a means of generating content for a podcast year on year, I think it's my favourite thing in the world.
So, I think what's important is we got to figure out what she said last year so we know what she got right, what she got wrong. This kind of stuff is really important because I feel like we got to add a bit of credence to what she's saying. Because sometimes
credence,
maybe she
clear water, fortunate son, I fought in Nam.
So, I mean, look, she has a few things that, you know, she has 2023 predictions, but occasionally she says, and look, she'll come out and say this is in the report every year, I get one slightly off.
Hang on, fucking, no, didn't she say fears about COVID will be largely unfounded or something like that?
That was probably a sign of something else.
Or she definitely voted Remain. Or Leave,
she does
sorry.
Her own research, Sean. But like, she says her technique hasn't changed. She's been making predictions since the age of 8, and she inherited the gift from her elderly aunt, who used to read tea leaves. A much more logical reason to tell the future.
That's like your granddad owns a Lamborghini and you inherit a fucking Reliant Robin. Like, it's not the same.
Now look, she's willing to say she forgets it wrong because she says, I'm usually about 75 to 90% accurate. Like,
okay, so what did she say that was going to happen in 2022?
Just to be honest, if everything I said was 75 to 90% accurate, just in day-to-day life, that would be that's an improvement.
I talk a lot of shit, I'll be honest. evidenced by 4 fucking years of this show.
So much. There will be happier outcomes in the world of sport. Where she said, last year she did predict that the Lionesses, the England women's football team, would win the Euro 2022, which, to be fair, they did win. But also, if we think about it, they were the best team in the world going into the competition.
They had won a lot of games in 2021,
Them or Brazil or America. Or Holland? I think Holland are pretty good. But England and America are like unreal at women's soccer.
So it's a fairly safe bet. And then you get the home field advantage as well of being like, yeah, we're back in the Lionesses. And fair play to them. They did win. I'll take that as like, I'll give her half a point for that. But I feel anyone could have guessed that.
She also says in showbiz more Hollywood stars would come out as gay, including several very unexpected revelations.
That's a weird thing to predict. And I feel like I'll Google a lot of shit for this show, okay? I'm not Googling who came out as gay in 2022.
Because who gives a fuck?
It's their business. Let's not comment on it.
Also, I suppose you're definitely going to be right if you just go, someone's going to come out as gay.
The idea of saying more will come out. Like, no, like... it'd be weird if it was like more people will come out as straight in 2022.
Oh, very good. Now, despite her early accurate predictions, so about the women, soccer team, women. And all that stuff, like about the women, you know, those yokes, right? You're one, right? She also predicted that Boris Johnson would continue as Prime Minister, when in fact he was no longer Prime Minister by the summer. So, I mean, not correct.
He did continue for a while, though, didn't he?
Grammatically, he did continue until a certain point where he was discontinued.
If he made it to January 2nd, she was technically right.
After a slew of scandals. She also predicted his return to Downing Street in the future.
Well, he is pegged to return, from what I hear. Like, people are being like, he'll put himself forward. As like, again, but let's not get into real news here, Connor.
She also said that Keir Starmer, or Sir Keir Starmer, who is Labour leader currently in England, right. He would not continue as the leader, when in reality he now enjoys a 26-point lead over Tories.
Okay. So she's up one on the Lionesses. We're not giving her the Hollywood one. And then doubt, like... I think she fucked politics this year, is her main issue.
I think politics maybe isn't her strong point. Maybe sport is the only thing that she has. So she also said in sport, Man City would not win the Premier League when
they did or didn't? The first one. Did. They definitely did. Did they?
They did. Oh, they did. But
see, guys, I'm as sporty as anyone.
She also said her asparagus spears said Croatia would win the World Cup when they actually came third. So to be fair, third for Croatia, very good, because they came third a few years ago as well. No, they came second, I think, a few years ago. So
did they win once? Or they won a big penalty game at one point?
Like, they won a game on penalties, you mean?
Probably, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I suppose.
I'm doing my best here. Okay, I didn't prepare, Connor. I thought this was Movie Monday.
She also failed to predict England winning the Cricket World Cup and said the women's rugby team would enjoy World Cup success. Her fortune-telling process involves picking a handful of tips, which... Okay.
From the bookies.
Just the bookies. She's going out booking on the horses. Tossing them into the air and reading the shapes they form when they land. That's how she tells the future.
Like, I think every year I have the issue of just like, that's so open to interpretation. And how can you answer a question with a shape? You know?
But how could you answer a question without a shape is also a very valid question when you think about it, isn't it?
I don't think that's a valid question fucking at all, Connor.
I'm trying to defend Jemima. Jemima said she saw the spears of the veg form the shape of a broken crown just months before the Queen died, Sean.
How do you explain that? The woman was fucking 97 or whatever.
How do you explain the fact that she predicted a 97-year-old woman would die? You can't.
But here's the thing. If she hadn't died, then there would have just been some other issue with the royal family would have been the broken crown.
Yeah.
That's how it would have been portrayed, you know?
Yeah.
Did she outright say, the Queen will die? And if she's able to say that, give me a fucking date. Okay?
She did say that there would be a great royal sadness, which is basically the same as saying the Queen would die.
I want you to look back at the royal family over the last, 80 calendar years and tell me there's been no sadness there.
You could say that about anything.
Yeah.
There'll be a great sadness. Did she predict that Harry would have the greatest book opening sales of all time?
Oh my God. And such a well-received book that he did write.
So when I saw pictures of the Queen welcoming Liz Truss as PM, I noticed how frail she looked, and I said to my friend, it won't be long now.
The woman was 1,000 million years old. Of course she looked frail.
Like, she's nearly 100, and you're like, she's looking a bit frail at the edges now, actually. I'm starting to think she could be on the downward slope.
Like, it'd be weirder to say, God, she's looking well, isn't she?
She's looking spry, very spry. I thought back to my reading of the Spears, and I just thought to myself... Oh no, so what happened there, right, is at the start of the year she said there's going to be a great royal sadness. Then the Queen meets Liz Truss in September, I think. I'm trying to use my maths of when Liz Truss was there. She was only there for a month, but she came in, she met the Queen. So Jemima said she watched that on the TV, and then she said, well, I predicted there was going to be a great royal sadness, and now I'm looking at the Queen, and I'll be honest with you, she looks over 50. She looks well over 50 at this stage, which I didn't know in January, but now she's looking a bit frail.
Like, but like, I mean, yeah, but I don't think the asparagus is the reason that she determined that, you know? I think it's just common sense, and maybe the asparagus just fucking reinforced her point in her own head, but she can just think things and feel things will happen.
Or also see crowns and asparagus. So, Sean, I know what you're thinking. I know what everyone wants to know. What's happening in 2023? We've seen she's successful. We know she knows things. Yeah. Every year, she's been 100% right every time she's been right, is what I would say.
It, open for debate, also factually wrong. Can I just say as well, just on the subject of 2023, did you know what's happening this year in regards to space, right? Is...
No!
So SpaceX is, it's doing their first, like, civilian flight to the moon, is apparently happening.
Oh, lads. Okay.
This is going to be a fucking train wreck, like.
What's the name of the shuttle disaster?
The Challenger.
The Challenger. That's a really sad story, but we could have that again.
We could, yeah. Yeah, we could, Connor. Yeah. And then, but it's going to be fucking live streamed this time.
I have a really weird story about the Challenger disaster, which I don't know if anyone knows about this. Is they sent a ship up to space, and they got a teacher in.
Sesame Street thing.
No, they got a teacher in as like one of the astronauts, and they trained, and they got like all the shortlists. They trained, they got thousands and thousands of people applied, and they narrowed it down to two, and they picked one, and they went up to space, and then of course it blew up, and everyone sadly passed away. But the second, the backup, she became an astronaut in a few years after that.
Fuck me.
Yeah, and 10 years later, she went into space.
If you have the training done, I mean, yeah, you might as well. Did you know Big Bird was meant to be on the Challenger?
No way.
Yeah, they were going to put Big Bird on the Challenger to get kids interested in space, but they couldn't find a space suit big enough. But, like, imagine Big Bird. This is terrible. But Big Bird could have canonically died in the Challenger.
That's fucking crazy, man. That is fucking crazy. Like, that. Once you hear those kind of stories, like, weird.
fucking alternate timelines.
So, Jemima's 2023 tip, Sean.
Yes, Big Bird.
Here we go. Big Bird will die in a space crash. That's fucking mad. It's going to be a Tesla. No, these are our main predictions for the year ahead. The Lionesses will win the Women's World Cup. Are there 2023 tips or 2022 tips? No, 2023. Gareth Southgate will receive an award in His Majesty's New Year's honours. This seemed like 2022's. Hang on.
But no, she said His Majesty's though, so that's a fella.
Oh yeah, His Majesty's New Year's honours. That makes sense. Yeah, cool. The government will survive but will be under pressure to improve people's lives.
I mean, define government, please.
It will survive as in, like, democracy.
I think it means, like, the current Tory government
will survive.
Will continue, but they'll still be under massive pressure. But every government's under...
You've said about every government ever.
Every government should look after its people.
It will be under pressure to improve people. Yeah. Yeah.
I should hope so. That's the job.
Number four, food rationing may be considered.
Well, right. Okay, so clearly fucking point number three doesn't go very well.
Government aren't surviving very well. So she doesn't say she didn't say that they're going to thrive. She just said they're going to survive. Like they're barely getting
through.
They're
going to fucking limp along like an injured elk.
Green-fingered Brits will turn their gardens into allotments and vegetable plots to grow their own food. Okay.
I guess. Yeah. I mean, that's kind of a new trendy thing, isn't it? You can grow like your little herbs, and we used to grow vegetables out in the back garden when
of course
we were
you did.
Kids. Yeah. Not me and you, but like just
no,
me and my family.
We did. When we grew up together.
yeah, when we were living in the same house.
Yeah, it was like the Brady Bunch. it was a cult. unemployed people will turn to farming work. Well, I suppose, if they want a job on a farm.
if they want to find employment in farming, yeah, that's the
Do you know what's weird? Is I would say unemployed people last year, if they wanted a job on a farm, they would have turned to farming work.
Yeah. Mm. If a job on a farm suited them and they were looking and able for work, absolutely they'd go to farming.
So is Jemima right there, or is she wrong?
I think she's right, but it's not the asparagus.
See, all I'm hearing is those first few words, Sean. I think she's right. So what you've done there is first six, she's goddamn right.
But she's in engineering here. Is a situation where people are growing more asparagus.
I hadn't realised.
Food
this
rations.
Asparagus
grow your
propaganda.
Own food. Get a job on a farm. All to do with asparagus.
She's like brainwashing people into growing the fucking asparagus.
She's inceptioning us in so that she can go rob asparagus from her neighbour.
People just waking up. I fucking love asparagus. I'd love to grow some. Just randomly. I just thought of this when I was asleep.
I think it'd be really good at it, you know?
Yeah. So far, 6 from 6. She's 100% definitely going to happen. Nothing wrong so far. Number 7. Strikes will continue to cause misery for the public, sparking tension between poor people and those with money.
Isn't that a strike, though, as well? Like, that's...
Also, they have announced more strike dates in January, so technically still correct.
they're not just like... It's not like in the movies where they all just pick up and leave. Like, these are organised strikes that happen. And also, not to get into things too much, but like... Yeah, strikes are meant to cause hassle for people so that people realise the worth of the fucking work that people put in.
This strike is causing me issues.
This strike is inconveniencing me. What are they to complain about? And then you start listening to their grievances.
Number 8 is a bit of a shocker now. I'm shocked at this now. More royal births will be announced.
Interesting. Now, I mean, how royal, you know?
Yeah, here's the thing. Are we taking Harry, Meghan, William, Kate? Or are we going, like, fucking fifth cousin twice removed?
This is the thing, because there's no good royals. There's, like, top tier royals.
We're Irish. Yeah. There's no good royals.
No good royals, let's be honest. I don't even think that's exclusively an Irish thing.
Actually, no, it's not.
But the Burger King, perhaps. He might
be the king.
You gotta
bow down to the man of burgers.
It could be like a Harry Meghan thing. Are they royal? They're not officially royals or something like that.
She'll figure out a way to work that.
Who gives a fuck about this family and their problems? All right? I'm sick of hearing about it.
I'm sick to death of it. I have another 40 minutes of stories just about Harry and Meghan.
Oh, well, fucking lay them out, boy.
But you know what? I'm going to come in strong, Sean. I think they're nice. Okay, we're going to move on.
Ooh.
I think they're nice people. Okay.
They're
the king's
the best of a bad lot.
They're the best of all. The other ones. Ooh, boys.
I like Meghan Markle. She seems nice.
She does seem nice. No, I think Harry's nice as well.
Maybe. No,
I'm coming down hard. The King's coronation will be hailed as a moment for celebration, a turbulent year.
Did they not put the crown on him already?
He's the king now. What the hell are you talking about?
Has he been coronated or coroned?
Coroned?
What's the word? King's coronation. Is there a date for that? Hopefully it doesn't line up with the strikes. The fucking 6th of May? What the shit?
So what's he doing now? Is he just freewheeling King? He's temp work.
He's a sub, yeah, at the minute.
He's a sub at the minute.
Look, I'm going to be honest. Like, he's not a young man either. What if he just fucking kicks it?
Yeah.
And then, I don't know, England goes into anarchy and Ireland fucking has the fucking reverse sweep of all time.
Ireland takes over. Oh, yeah, that'd be great. It wouldn't suit us. We wouldn't be a very good over-invading country. Like, you're grand.
We're more of an immigration country.
No, we would all slowly invade with, like, hands in our pockets. Just like, sure look.
We'd go somewhere, we'd suss it out, we'd deem it nice, and we just kind of integrate is how we operate.
Next one is King Charles will remove several royal titles. Fair enough.
Yeah.
COVID variants will continue to spread in the Far East. Great, yeah. Jemima.
Fucking, you're really, really coming out with
this. Well, the next two, Sean, are fucking very specific, very locked in.
So these ones are either right or wrong.
They're the most specific thing you're ever going to see. Climate change will continue to be a concern.
I mean, lads.
It's not so specific.
I was in primary school in the early 2000s, and our textbooks were written in the early 1980s. And even then, they were telling us about climate change.
Well, it's going to continue to be a concern, Sean. That's what she's told us. So let's just go with it.
Look, I mean, we got to... Yeah, guys, if you hadn't heard, there's this climate problem. Do you know that lady who got Andrew Tate arrested? You should listen to her about climate change.
Yeah, this great one seems to know what she's talking about.
We need to order the climate a pizza and then we'll get it under control.
Perfect. I gotta admit, right, this year, her predictions are literally the worst she's ever done. I cannot stress enough how bad the next three are. And I am so disappointed in Jemima because she at least usually has one fucking out of left field. But I think because she got so many wrong last year that she's reined it back. She's got more vague. Because she doesn't want to give up the game because she can't read asparagus.
No, she needs her, I'm going to assume, the Daily Star. She needs them to call around every year. And see
every January.
Yeah.
Number 13, shock celebrity deaths. That's it. There's no other prediction, just that there's going to be deaths.
Celebrity deaths are shocking, though. In that people don't expect them to die.
To be fair, everything's shocking to her. She was shocked that the Queen died. She was this like 109.
This woman doesn't like surprises, is what I'm getting.
Number 14. High-profile political public figures, not MPs, will be exposed as corrupt.
I'm sorry?
Yeah.
Corrupt politicians?
She's saying that not MPs, but high-profile political public figures might be, and I'm going to put this lightly because I know there's kids in the audience, they might be up to no good.
What's a political public figure? Is this just UK?
Yeah, so I think it's probably...
That's not an MP. Like...
I think the only one left is the Prime Minister, Rishi Sunak.
Oh, the fucking billionaire. Oh, is he corrupt, is he?
Yeah, I think that guy might be corrupt.
These are the most popular public figures in America. Hang on, let me see if I can get UK.
No, political public figures. High profile political public figures, but they can't be MPs.
So you got Ed Balls. That's a funny name, isn't it? Got Boris Johnson. You got Nigel Farage.
What are we going to do if Boris gets exposed as corrupt?
Oh no, that would be the final nail in the coffin, wouldn't it?
And 15, Chelsea FC will become a major Premier League force. That is Chelsea FC, which, Sean, they have won, I think, probably 5 Premier Leagues in the past 20 years. So
right, okay.
They have about a 25% chance of winning it every year.
Are they in the Premier League?
They are currently in the Premier League.
Right.
And I think they, as I said, since 2003, they've probably won it 5 times. So that's every 5 years or 4 years, they win it.
Do they have much money?
Connor? Oh, well, they were owned by Roman Abramovich, so trillions upon trillions.
That's an interesting name, isn't it? Where's
yeah.
he from?
Then he suddenly vanished around right, okay. February 24th of 2022. Okay. And then he's been missing, and now they're owned by somebody else, but he's also really rich.
So, okay, so still the same amount of money, but maybe less spurious ownership.
I want you to look up just today's news. Look up João Félix and just look up his transfer budget or how much he went for. João Félix.
João Félix, Portuguese fella?
Portuguese fella. Moved to Chelsea today, Sean. What's the price range of the transfer?
That can't be right. 50 million is what I'm saying?
And that's just initial.
What the fuck? That's not even the most he's ever been worth.
No, he was worth 120 million a few years ago.
What the fuck?
So this is their poor owner.
Good Jesus. I mean, I don't know how to come back from this.
Do you want to know something? He might not even start.
They're just getting him just in case, like.
They bought a defender last year for 55 million. And it's not just them, it's every team. But what I'm saying is, it's very hard to not be a major force when you can just drop 60 or 70 million on anyone at any given time.
That's true. It's like being the New York Yankees in Moneyball, isn't it?
Yes, it is. So do you think Chelsea might win the Premier League? Or
I think they have
force?
A 1 in 5 or so chance of winning.
You know what? They actually probably do have a 1 in 5 chance in terms of there's only really 5 teams that can win it.
Yeah, and now that they've got João Félix on board.
He's got grey hair though, does João, so you got to give that to him, you know what
really
I mean?
Does. It's the first thing I noticed about the man. Right under the price tag.
So, Sean, that is the end of our predictions for 2023. How do you feel? Do you feel like you know more now going into it?
I honestly feel I know less, do you know, because these used to be very specific, these
predictions. Very specific.
But yeah, she is just, her heart isn't in it anymore.
I think she's gotten worse. I think the asparagus has got bad.
She used to always give a prediction as well about the market value and popularity of asparagus.
She did.
And there's been no word of that.
I think she's given up. I think she's lost faith in the asparagus, and she doesn't want to be like, "Oh, sales will be up," because she knows they won't be.
Yeah, I think she's going to retire and be like, "Oh, the price of asparagus meant that I couldn't afford it anymore."
Yeah,
people didn't grow in allotments like I predicted. I mean, I didn't get a prediction wrong. Oh no.
I said climate change was going to be a fucking problem. Did I lie? I didn't lie, did I? I'm dead right.
The way to get headlines is if you say asparagus lady says climate change won't be a problem. That's how you fucking do it. If you're going to lie, lie.
That's how you got to go all in. There's no point in like trying to predict the wrong thing, because then you might get shown up as a false prophet. But that's... I don't know. Sean, we've got to move on to our next piece of news. And this is a headline that really made me laugh, because I have man forgets wife after toilet break on road trip and she's forced to walk 12 miles to find him.
Jesus, do they not have phones at all?
A man in Thailand has found himself in some serious hot water with his wife after he, and I'm going to put this in quotation marks, accidentally abandoned her midway through a Christmas Day road trip, resulting in her walking 12 miles to find him.
Fucking hell. But, so they went out together on Christmas Day for a nice little drive.
Yeah.
And his argument is that, I forgot you were with me.
So they're on a road trip, they stop. So according to the news site, right, so they were driving through the night to spend time in her hometown, okay? All was rosy until about 3 a.m. So they're driving throughout the night when he pulls over and he decided to try... He's basically just going to go to the bathroom. He's not pulling over, he's going to go to the bathroom, kill you off the trip. She then says to him why he hadn't stopped at a petrol station that they had recently just passed. When he didn't answer, she decided to seize the chance of a toilet break and hopped out. She ducked into the wooded area to pee, but when she ventured back onto the road, she was stunned to find her car had driven off without her.
What? But would you not look around the car before you drive off.
With no money and no phone, because she'd left her phone in the car. Naturally, she just ducked out for a piss. So she wasn't thinking, well, this won't be here when I come back.
If I'm going for a piss in the woods, I'm bringing my phone.
Didn't go into the woods. Like, it was just, they pulled over the side of the road.
If I'm pissing at the side of the road, I'm taking my phone with me. What if I need to read something?
Just squatting
in the middle of the road. Just like fucking scrolling through Instagram.
Just legs shaking, the fucking quads on you. Just a fucking massive lad. So he goes out for a piss. She's like, why didn't you stop back there? He doesn't respond. She then gets out and is like, ah, probably a good idea. I'll go for a piss as well. She goes into a separate area. When she comes back, he's gotten back into the car, driven off. Now, here's the question I have for you, Sean. One, there's only two ways this could have gone. One, he gets back into the car, he doesn't realise she's gone, and drives away. Two, he gets back into the car, realises she's gone, goes, well, fucking thank God for that, and then takes off.
Well, she must be dead. And
she drives. Must be dead. I can't see her.
But she must have gone a fair distance away from the car, if she also didn't see it driving off.
Well, I suppose you'd go, she said she went slightly more in to the wooded area that was there.
But, like, I guess if you're by a road, there might be noises of other cars. You wouldn't necessarily assume.
True.
You're being abandoned by your husband. Yeah.
The poor woman then had to walk 12 and a half miles until 5 a.m. to find to the next to reach the next district where she could get a phone.
So he just stayed driving.
Oh, he didn't realise, Sean. Or did he?
Connor, you're a man who's engaged, right?
No, Sean, you're a man, right? I ain't answering this.
No, it's not up to me.
No, Sean, let me ask you a question, right? You get back into the car. Your lovely lady friend, she ain't there. You start driving, you think, she's very quiet in the car all of a sudden. No pal to chat with. Then you turn around, there's nobody there. I must have brought somebody, you think to yourself. I definitely remember noises coming from that area of the car on the way here.
It's to drive for minimum 12 miles after having someone in the car and then to not have anyone in the car. Is this man okay? Should this man be driving?
So, look, I am going to come out here. That man was driving away from her.
Absolutely. Right?
That's 100%. There's no way you're that forgetful. Unless he has, like, a proper medical condition.
Unless he has fucking memento disease. Like,
not memento disease.
That's a common thing these days.
So she finally gets to the next police station at 5 o'clock in the morning. They try to help her get in touch with the husband, but to add insult to injury, she obviously can't remember his phone number. But
see, it's easy to forget things.
That's his offence. He's like,
he's offended. He's like, how could you not know my number?
He's like, let's just call it quits. We'll call it even, right? You forgot my phone number. I forgot you.
It's a fair trade, baby.
It's the same. It's the exact same. So she then decides, she knows her phone number though, and her phone is in the car. So she thinks, well, I'll ring my phone. They rang it at least 20 times. He did not answer the phone once.
This man does not want to be found.
No. Finally, by 8 a.m, police made contact with her husband and he sheepishly turned around to come back to get her.
What? As in, like, fine, I'll come back
so
if I have
to. He apparently had already hoofed it 160 kilometres up the road.
Lad, you know.
He's fucking booting it, so he is.
He's trying to get away, like. Why? Also, does he not? Why? If he's 160 kilometers up, and assuming, as I think we're correct in assuming, he wants to get away from her, why does he ever answer the phone?
Yeah, unless See, the other option is he's so dumb and memento disease that he didn't know. But his excuse is apparently he thought his wife had been asleep in the backseat the entire time when he was driving.
Right. Mm. But she walked for 5 hours.
Yeah.
And he didn't think to check on her at all in that
Not
five
once
hours.
Did he turn his neck even slightly.
Did even look in the rear view mirror.
Not even the rear view mirror that's right beside him. Did he even check? He wasn't checking cars behind him. He's no need.
My God. And
also it's dark, Sean. It's dark. You know what I mean? You can't see the back seat. Car light is none.
The 20 calls to the phone either.
Oh, shout on silent, lad. On silent. Couldn't hear a thing.
But so then he stops, presumably, wherever they're going. And then he goes to wake her up and he's like, what?
Wait a minute. When did she fall out?
But, and then I suppose drives back to collect her and then has the most tense drive home on Christmas Day that I've ever seen.
Apparently they've been married for 27 years and what happened was when he returned to the station as quickly as he could with his, I mean we can only assume maybe his tail tucked between his legs, unless he meant it, they report that he apologised profusely to his wife and was extremely sorry. She said, oh, so sorry that I forgot you all those hours. And she hopped back in the car without argument and they drove off. Now, without argument from where the police could see them, not without argument once they got back into the car.
What they failed to mention as well is that the husband had a bunch of tattoos all over his body saying things like breathe in and breathe out. But the drive home, how many times do you say I'm sorry? If it's a genuine accident, I genuinely think that's grounds to end a 27-year marriage.
I genuinely think it's way funnier if it is a genuine accident because somebody is that stupid. And that's the fact that we were like, oh, there's no way this is true. But at the same time, imagine it was. Imagine how he feels if he genuinely, she's like, oh, she's asleep in the back. And he's just driving because he's half asleep. It's 3 o'clock in the morning. He's not really concentrating.
If that man is that unobservant and that forgetful, he shouldn't be allowed a license.
True. But also, on the way home, if you genuinely forgot, every 3 minutes, you never win another argument again, rest of your lives.
You never let her out of your sight again either, because it'll happen again.
No, but also, you can never win, no matter what you do. Do you remember when you left me at the side of the road at 3 a.m. and drove 160 miles away?
And it's not even a funny anecdote.
No.
Because it's a funny anecdote if he turns back after maybe 20 minutes. But when it's like, no, all night I had to walk 5 miles on the side
12,
of the road.
12 miles she 12 walked.
12 miles, sorry, on the side of the road. That's horrifying.
You just got nothing. They apparently have also a 26-year-old child who I can only assume he or she will be like... Oh, sorry, it's a son who's 26, so he will also then probably be like, yeah, Dad, to be fair, yeah, I don't know if there's any come back from that. I think you might be done. I think if you're going to have to do the dishes probably forever.
Yeah, honestly. So the son is 26, right? And they've been married 27 years. So let's say they got married fairly soon after. And say they got married at, I don't know, 18. So maybe youngest, this is a 45-year-old woman walking down the side of a motorway.
I actually have their ages. 55 he is and 49 she is.
Man, you're not getting away with anything ever.
No. You're dead. If you make it through the next week, you've done well.
He was apologising profusely.
Oh, you'd want to apologise quite a few times.
I'm thinking, you retire early and I look after it.
I don't think you have another day out like with the lads ever again.
No, there's no more podcasts anymore, let me tell you.
There certainly isn't, Sean. There certainly isn't.
If the podcast ever stops, that's why.
That's one, you of know, us did this. One of us fucked up so bad
that we lost podcast
privileges. We don't get to hang out with the boys no more. I have a small story that I thought you'd like, is that we always cover truck spills of things that spilled in the middle of the highway. In New Haven this week, 500 gallons of cooking oil spilled all over the highway.
Slippery situation right there.
How do you clean that?
Lots of, see, here's the thing with cleaning oil. You put the soap on first.
Oh.
So that it breaks down the surface and then it allows the water to mix with the,
because
oil,
you can't bring water and wash it away, because it's just you're at nothing, like it's useless.
Exactly. Like, suppose you could burn it off if you wanted to, but that has added risk, I will admit.
There's risk for everyone involved, but at the same time, it would be burned away.
What if we... Where's New Haven, by the way? What's the climate like?
Oh, it was on the Pearl Harbor Memorial Bridge in New Haven. Hasn't Pearl Harbor Memorial Bridge suffered enough? It does not need this.
I think you're thinking of the actual Pearl Harbor.
Sorry, I'm thinking of the boat, yeah.
So New Haven...
In my head, it was the bridge that got attacked.
New Haven is in Connecticut, which is... Okay, so it's... You know, 3 degrees at the minute, and it's the middle of the day, 3 degrees Celsius. So that's not hot enough for any good oil. So my initial reaction of throw a load of roast potatoes on it, that's not going to fly here, Connor.
No. But, and your idea was to throw roast potatoes. How much roast potatoes would you need for 550 gallons of oil?
Well, luckily, there's a potato truck coming the opposite direction. Ooh. And there's all this fucking oil on the bridge.
And there's
so
a big fry-up truck. A big rasher and sausage truck.
Oh no, the butter helicopter.
Whatever will we do?
It's one of those like things that picks up water to put out forest fires, just full of fucking butter.
I just wanted to cover that because I was like, that's the situation where you turn up as the fire brigade, and they're just like, look, genuinely, I don't know what to do.
This isn't our jam. No, who you need to call is the people who fucking clean rugs on TikTok, because they have all the soap and degreasers.
How much soap would you need to cover 550 gallons of oil?
I'd say 550 gallons of soap, to be fair.
Actually, yeah, that's probably true. It wouldn't spread.
It wouldn't spread, no.
Everyone knows that about soap. It doesn't spread. I like the idea that they're bringing like the whole blocks of soap.
Oh yeah, they're just fucking bars of Dove into it, like, to try and help.
That'll work. It'll spread.
Get all the local kids around there trying to build up a lather around the oil so that it'll break down.
Just like rubbing their hands real quick.
Yeah.
Shall we move on to our next piece of news? And, I mean... This is one that really caught my eye, just because I have drunken man poops on cruiser, tells hospital staff his blood will be pure natural ice.
Oh, I mean, I don't know how much to go in on this one.
So apparently the bizarre incident occurred in December, so a few weeks ago. We're only hearing about it now. When conservation officers Cameron Wright and Joshua Salas came across a PT cruiser parked at one of the entrances of the park. The man in the vehicle said he parked there to listen to the owls. Okay? So,
who?
It's a conservation area. They're the officers. He said, I heard you. I'm moving on, Sean.
No.
The man in the vehicle said he was...
An owl joke.
He was waiting for me to finish the sentence. And he had a look in his face like, why is he not?
He's not addressing my classic comedy.
The man in the vehicle said he parked there to listen to the owls, and that he wanted to be left alone. But obviously the officers, they noticed one thing in the car that gave it away, which was a tall container of natural ice beer in the cup holder.
Right, I thought natural ice meant he had natural ice in his blood, which would kill someone.
They then asked the man on a scale of 1 to 10 how drunk he was. And he responded with, I'll be honest with you, I'm at a 5. I think I'm a bit drunk.
A 5 is like, 5 is a good place to be.
You're buzzing. You know? You're buzzing at 5.
You're buzzing. You can have fun at a 5.
Yeah. You know?
It's when you start shitting on police cars. That's when...
See, based on the response, the officers began conducting sobriety tests on the man. But partway through, the man made a face of shock, grabbed his rear, dropped his trousers to his ankles, and began shitting on the rear bumper of the cruiser.
See, that seems to imply that it wasn't a planned event. This was the manslaughter of shitting someone. Shitting on something. It's
the face of shock.
The face of shock. You realise, no, this has to happen now. That's less dignified than if he
Let's all come in, right? We've all been there, right?
Oh yeah.
The face comes on, and you're like, this is only going one way, and it's not good. Like, this ain't funny anymore. This is a moment of stress.
For some reason, I imagined it, but it was like you were carrying a coffin. Of all the times,
I like the idea. Like, go on, guys, we've all had bad days. Think what I did today, right? Oh, I've had a worse one.
So yeah, like it happens every so often where it just sneaks up on you.
And if he's on the Guinness, now we know he's on the ice beer, but if he's on Guinness as well, that's going to come at him real quick.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it'll be like bitumen pouring out.
He made a face of shock, grabbed his trousers, and just began shitting all over the rear bumper.
What is pure ice beer, I'm trying to say?
He was arrested and taken to the hospital for a blood draw. On the way there, the man noticed that Officer Wright was using his GPS and said, "Man, I'm the drunk one here, and I have to give you directions on how to take me to jail, you moron."
No one say anything you say can and will be held against you.
He just shat himself and he thinks he's on the high ground.
I know, it's a bold fucking play, you know. Thank you, car that beeps outside.
That's him.
That's him. He's like, I'm still trying to give him directions.
During the blood draw, the man also mentioned that the nurses were not drawing his blood, but instead said, "It's all beer. Not going to lie to you. You're drawing nothing but beer. Pure natural ice."
Pure natural ice. There's a few beers by that name, and they're just lager. And I don't know how much of a shit yourself beer lager is, you know?
And especially if you're at a 5.
Yeah, you should not be shitting yourself at a 5, my friend.
No, if he said, like, I'm a 10 out of 10, like, I'm absolutely just fucked.
Oh, pour whatever fluids you want out of yourself.
Like, it's going to be coming out of everywhere at that point. But, like, a 5, I don't know. I'm suspicious of the whole thing.
A 5 is, like, maybe you have to go pee more often.
Yeah.
But not
Are we taking a 5 but with a dodgy meal?
Yeah, it does depend on the meal, doesn't it?
Mm. What's your go-to meal after a 5?
So I'm on a 5 and I'm on the way home looking for a meal.
Yeah.
Bag of chips, load of salt and vinegar. Maybe a battered sausage if I'm feeling saucy, but usually it's just the chips.
What do you think about a snack box?
Do you know what? I know people that love snack boxes.
Yeah.
Snack boxes are grand. For me, I don't like the additional hassle of eating the chicken on the bone when I'm out of 5. You know? You give me a boneless snack box, I'll devour it.
I'm interested to know, are snack boxes universal or are they Irish?
Not at all. So a snack box is a box, as you might have guessed, with some chips in there. And usually 2 to 3 pieces of
chicken.
Southern fried chicken. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like our version of KFC, but you get it in every single, like... chips place.
It's Supermax started it, I think, and then it became an every Irish chipper, does it?
Yeah. And so what happens is, think of the worst box you've ever seen, and like they took the KFC model of like the bucket, and they just put it in a way worse box, and then just stick the chicken in there.
Yeah, like it's about the size that an old iPod Touch used to come in, and then just fucking ram as much chicken and chips as you can into it. Now, what I will rate, and what is fantastic...
Here we go.
You give me a topped garlic cheese chip on the way home, and I eat that in bed while I'm a little bit drunk. Oh, fine dining at its finest.
I gotta come in because I'm almost the ruiner of all these good meals, Sean. I don't like melted cheese on things.
That's a hot take.
Yeah, it's a hot take.
You don't like melted cheese on things?
Mostly, yeah. I think they ruin the taste of the thing that I'm eating.
What about a nice... I'm trying to like talk you down. Not even like
come
a
back,
chipper
whoa, whoa.
Where it's absolutely coated in it. But would you have cheese on a burger?
I'd have cheese on a burger. Like a piece of cheese, yeah.
Okay. And say you're having a spaghetti bolognese.
Yeah.
What's the Parmesan situation?
I'm not using any Parmesan.
What the fuck, man?
I'm having a spag bol, right? We're having the pasta, we're having the mince, we're having the sauce.
I can't. Right? I Italians are fucking turning in their graves.
Look, lad, I'm just telling you what I like, right?
Bit of Parm on it, man.
why only Parm? What about other ones?
Oh, I'll take any cheese. I'm talking about you. I'm just saying with a spag bol. Parm is the go-to topping.
Look, I will eat a pizza. Like, pizzas are great.
That's fine.
Also, I wouldn't count myself as a picky eater, more so as I just...
No, you'll eat shit.
I'll eat anything. I just, like, for some reason in my head, I was like, look, lad, just give me the chips. I like chips. And I also like cheese. But don't put them together.
What's your salt/vinegar combo like? Think carefully.
I'm not going to put any mostly on
you're having dry chips out of a chip.
With ketchup.
Wait, in the bag?
No, not in the bag. Like I'm
a side dip of ketchup.
No, I'll eat salt and vinegar. Salt and vinegar's fine. Yeah, I'll have that.
Don't dial it back. Tell me you're honest to God, chipper now.
I'm being honest here. I would have a bit of salt and vinegar, but I'm not going all out for it.
No, I've had bags of chips before and they have disintegrated because of the amount of vinegar.
Okay, well that's a bit that far. That is a bit far.
Oh, I love vinegar so much, Connor.
my season is starting back up again now in a few weeks. I can't be going around eating those bags. I'll be dying.
Glad they're vegetarian. They're grand. They're good. <for you.
laughs> Get them into you.
Horse one of them into you. Go play 70 minutes. You'll be grand.
Friend of the pod, Connor Martin, once tried to convince me that popcorn is good for you. Right? And I was like, why? And he's like, sure, it's from fucking, like... It's
fucking corn, like, at the end of the
corn.
Day.
It's corn. It's pop it, like. And I was like, this is in the cinema. And I was like, oh, yeah, like, popcorn's nice. And he's like, oh, yeah, and it's healthy for you. And I was like, wait.
Hang on.
Because we were both, like, eating their popcorn. And I was like, hang on. Do you live your life thinking this is good? Because you have that butter all over that.
Okay, look, but that's the butter's fault. That's not necessarily popped corn. Popped corn in moderation.
Oh, yeah. If you buy a bunch of corn and do it yourself at home, that's quite healthy.
Yeah.
But I'm saying that the monstrosity of what he had in front of him, covered in salt and butter, not so healthy.
Do you want to know a little elite trick with your popcorn, right?
Sean, I always want to know elite tricks for anything. Go on.
So, say you've gotten microwave popcorn, because who has the time to pop it by hand?
I certainly don't.
Well, do it in the microwave per the manufacturer's instructions. Pour that shit into a bowl. Little crack of black pepper over the top of it. Oh my God, Connor.
I'm a bit of a fan of black pepper myself now.
It's a nice warming note to the popcorn.
So what you're doing is you're complementing the sodium.
Indeed. The old salt and pepper combo. Mm. That's my hair colour.
Do you have a bit of salt in there?
A bit of salt. There's a bit of salt in there.
It's very coming, strange. Is it? Jeez, lad. Fair folks to you. I have another few years.
You'll get there one day, boy. Don't worry.
I'm going to lose it all, or it might go white. We're not quite sure at the minute.
It could go 50-50. But that's the game. You like a surprise. You need some asparagus to check what
happens. Did you see the stats? We're not even talking about weird news anymore. Did you take this week that energy drinks give you like 42% chance to go bald?
Seriously?
I think energy drinks was the headline, but it meant all sugary drinks.
Oh, right. Well, I'm long fucked then, but like...
Yeah.
Everyone on my dad's side is bald, but every man on my mum's side has a full head of hair. So again, it could go either way from
No, it's the mother's side.
Is it the mother's side that it follows?
It's the mother's side, lad. It's the mother's side.
Savage boys.
But also, my dad is the only bald person out of all of his brothers.
So what I'm hearing here is you stressed him out so much that all his hair
He had
out.
Four brothers, all of them still full heads of hair. him bald.
Completely slick.
Bald since he was about born.
Never grew hair, weirdly enough.
Never grew it. I mean, Sean, I feel like we're now in the weird position where I feel like we're nearly at the end of the show. Mm-hmm. I don't know if we have enough time left to start like a full Florida Man story, but I do have one Florida Man story that I wanted to cover, which was Florida burglars called 911 to get help moving stuff they were stealing.
It's a fucking bold strategy. Did they play it off like they were moving house or something?
So deputies responded to a home Saturday after a 911 call was made, but nobody spoke. The sheriff's office at the time, reached out, basically. And at a home, the deputies concluded that nobody lived there, but they found a male suspect and his girlfriend inside the home after entering it through an unlocked door. Deputies had been searching for the male suspect after identifying him from security video as a burglar at a general store nearby, where several items were stolen earlier in the day. While talking to the deputies, the female suspect told them that she had called 911 for the purpose of having law enforcement help them move their belongings from the house they were burglarizing. They also wanted to get a ride to the airport so they could spend the weekend in New York, the sheriff said.
But those aren't services that 911 provide normally. You would get in trouble if you rang those without burglaring a house.
Now, I'm assuming the deputies did help them move the belongings and then did give them a ride, which I suppose are two main positives of the story. Ideally, though, the belongings probably were brought back to where they got them and then they were brought to the station.
Oh, it's kind of a monkey's paw situation where, like, you'll get what you asked for, but it won't be the same.
Yeah.
They are going on a trip for the weekend.
I like the idea that Florida Man is like, I can do it. Don't fucking ring the police. I'm fine moving this couch. I'm going to pivot. I'm going to pivot myself and I'll sort it out. And she's like, you need help. Seriously, you need help. Like, this is really rough stuff. That's a really heavy, I'm assuming, 4x4 you're trying to drive out of here. No, lift out of here.
Trying to carry it just by yourself. Moving a couch is a fucking hateful job, by the way. It's just, they're designed to be awkward, I think. That's just me having a little rant, but I had to move a couch recently. What can I say?
Did you pivot?
No, I kind of did. But like, imagine this. So, look, we don't have time for this. The banister has like a little cap on it. So we had to lift it up and over the cap and then basically drop it on me while I caught it before it tipped the full way on the stairs. It was a whole operation, but I got two
I think they were trying to kill you.
It was, well, Arla was doing it, so I can't imagine she would have.
I think she was trying to kill you.
All right, she did leave me by the side of the road earlier, actually.
19 miles I walked, but
sprinted,
it was all
actually,
love.
While holding my breath.
Sprinted the whole way.
The whole way home, yeah. I had a podcast to get to, Connor.
Oh, Sean, I think that's it for this week's Weird News.
Do you want me to take us out, Connor?
Yes, why not? I feel like this was I think we got to three stories and we just generally had a chat.
We did the asparagus and we lost steam, so we had to just chat for the rest of the time. Thank you, everyone, for listening to this episode of Weird News. We'll be back on Friday with Hero or Zero, Monday with Movie Mondays, and next Wednesday with another episode of Weird News Wednesday. Big thank you to every single one of our lovely, lovely patrons over on Patreon who continue to support the show and help to keep it going every single month. Shout outs, of course, go to Roisin the Wife Palmer, Joe Burney, Ryan Komatsu Dozer Enthusiast Evanson, New Waffles Who Dis, David Clark, Sean Chuckin' in the Wash and It'll Be Grant Jamieson, Dominic, Anna Irish Walrus Forever, Helm Roos, Danny McLaughlin, No One's Ever Really Gone, Luke Hoth, Lord Smish, Michelle Brown, Michaela Doughty, Buster, Ed Ball, The Adventures of Indiana Jones and the Franchise That Just Won't Die, Connor and Lorraine are really quite embarrassed about all this nickname shithousery and hope Sean can find it in his heart to forgive them. Russ, to see in the new year, let's call a temporary halt to these proceedings, a ceasefire, a cessation of the continued back and forth parfit, and Jackson Bruheim. Thank you all very, very much for the support. You're wonderful, wonderful people. If you want to join them, head to patreon.com/heroesforhirepodcast. The merch store is also linked below. That's heroesforhire.ie/shop. Twitter is at heroesforhirepod. The 4 is the number 4. Facebook is Detective Devilman's Discussion Group. Instagram is Heroes for Hire Podcast. And the best way to ever help out the show is to tell one human being that we exist.
I was giggling throughout that whole long name thing. Just tell one. Yeah, just the one, please. I've been Conor Lawler.
I've been Sean Dean.
I shall see you all next week, guys. Bye. Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.